You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, authors, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Fran Meadows, who is one of the many women that struggled with infertility. She is now a mother. Through her book, she works with other women fighting infertility by providing hope, resources, and a friend to lean on. She is helping other women cope with their struggle. Fran, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Hi there. So thanks for coming out and sharing with us on this topic of infertility. Tell us about your book and why you felt that your story needed to be told.
Well, my book, it basically journalizes my experiences with going through infertility treatments. I conceived through IVF, and it also explains how you have so many ups and downs during infertility, pregnancy loss, disappointment after disappointment. There's many emotions that are involved, and I felt my story needed to be told to give other couples going through these experiences a sense of hope, to let them know that they're not alone. Infertility affects 1 in 8 couples. So something as personal as this, I felt that I needed to tell my story.
So why did you keep your infertility silent?
I kept my infertility silent for many reasons, one being that I wanted to, keep the pressures off other people, because my husband and I mean, we put enough pressure on ourselves, and as a couple, we were embarrassed, ashamed, and of course we were terrified. What if it didn't work, and everybody knew our every move? How would we feel then? So, you grow up thinking that you're going to get married and have a baby without going through any of this, and when you're ready, and settled, then infertility, it really hits you like a ton of bricks where, you just get the unexpected. So we kept our journey silent so we wouldn't put any pressures on anybody else.
What emotions surround infertility from that circumstance or situation?
Well, when others around me became pregnant, going through infertility, it hurts. Deep down, you're happy for that person, but it just added more pain to our struggle. It reminded us more of how we felt less of, how I felt less of a woman who couldn't become pregnant. It's something that you just, go with. If it was a bad day, obviously you would be a little more upset. There were so many emotions that, came to mind when I heard that somebody was announcing, they're pregnant. You try so hard to hold back all the tears, but you're sad, you're angry, you're disappointed. You're an emotional wreck, and it's not at the person who's pregnant. It's, you're mad at yourself for the situation that's going on.
Today we are joined by Fran Meadows, who is one of many women that struggled with infertility. She is now a mother. Through her book, she works with other women fighting infertility by providing hope, resources, and a friend to lean on. She is helping other women cope with their struggle and talks about it here today on this episode of Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Fran, did you ever just want to give up on that?
I have to say yes, absolutely. I think anyone going through infertility always has that thought of at least once, that they're going to give up. But the way I looked at it is that every negative test or failed cycle, or in my case, a pregnancy loss, yes, you want to throw in the towel. But, something tells you that, things are going to get better, and, eventually your time will come and you'll be the one announcing you're pregnant. It was hard to be positive, but, after a good cry or a gallon of ice cream, it helped put things in perspective for that moment. But, you fight and fight and hope to make it out on top.
Well, how does it feel today to hear about others struggling with this now?
I'm involved in a lot of support groups, so when I hear of others struggling, whether it be family, friends, or just acquaintances, or just seeing people online, it hurts. It hurts me because I was once in their shoes. It makes me angry that, a lot of insurance companies don't cover infertility treatments, which puts a financial burden on a lot of couples. And, I wish I could make all the pain go away, but you know, the only thing that I could offer is to help support others and get them through their struggle and hope that they have a successful ending.
What do you feel others could learn from your experiences and obviously your book as well?
Yes. Well, I mean, others can learn from me that, you know, infertility, obviously they already know it's hard and it hurts. And, you know, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Unfortunately, you have to go through the bad to get to the good. And, you know, be your own advocate. Ask questions when you're at the doctors. Be open with your doctors. Feel comfortable with their with your doctor's decisions and their treatments. And, you know, especially as a couple, stay supportive for each other, because it is, you know, a strain on a relationship, because now you're, you know, pressured to try and have a baby. And, you know, I say now, I mean, even though I kept my journey silent, it wasn't, you know, maybe the right thing, but, you know, I say seek out therapy, online support, whatever makes you comfortable and gets you through and it'll help you get to the end, just move forward, you know, acknowledge your past cycles, but don't let them get in the way of what lies ahead, which could be a child, which everybody is, you know, obviously searching for when they go through infertility.
In conclusion, what bit of advice could you lend to the individual that could be facing these issues today that could inspire them to take appropriate action? What would you tell them?
I mean, obviously infertility is something that nobody should have to go through, and it shouldn't be silent anymore. You know, there's so many people struggling, and you are not alone. Like I thought I was alone, you know, and you should just basically go, you know, go forward and take all the advice of others, you know, put it in your little, you know, storage facility and, you know, take it and move forward. And hopefully, you know, you have that hope, that belief, and that faith that will give you a success. And if you don't make that success, you know, go through it and, you know, be stronger for who you are going through infertility.
She is Fran Meadows, the author of the book, The Truth Behind the Secret Infertility, and the website of reference is secretinfertility.com. Fran, thanks so much for visiting with us today, certainly on a personal level.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.